my name is Bryce. I'm calling from Colorado Springs. I'm a cab driver.
Well, welcome to the program, and I bet you see everything at night, don't you?
Oh, I see it all, George. I love my job.
Good for you. Now, tell me one of the most perplexing, scary stories that ever came across your duty, your shift.
Well, I ended up picking up this lady at her apartment and taking her like right down the street over to her friend's house, and she paid me and everything, and she got out and went inside, and before I could get my paperwork done, she runs back out of the house screaming at the top of her lungs, "He's dead, he's dead, I think he's dead." And so I got my phone and I ran inside to go check it out, and sure enough, her friend was laying on his couch, you know, with mouth open, eyes, you know, yeah, he was cold.
Like heart attack or something?
Well, apparently he had diabetes or something.
Oh,
I'm not sure of all the details. I didn't stick around long enough to listen to the paramedics. But when the paramedics got there, this is the interesting part. They went ahead and took over, and I went outside.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of milling about trying to calm myself down a little bit and smoking a cigarette or whatever. And then I ended up feeling something behind me. So I turned and I looked, and I kind of saw the guy.
In the back seat of the cab?
Well, not in the cab. No, I was standing out in the front yard. But he was like, "Well, what's going on?" You know, because I was talking to him and stuff. And I'm like, "Well, you're dead," and everything. And he's like, "Well, what happens now?" and stuff. And he was all scared and everything because you know, by the pictures on the wall and everything, you could tell he was a devout Christian and everything. And he was all kind of worried and everything. And I says to him, and I says, "Well, do you see the light?" He's all, "Yeah, I see the light." And I said, "Well, go towards it. You know, your time here is done. You don't have anything left to do here." And then I could get a sense that he was real worried because he had a couple of dogs and things, and I guess he had some family or whatever. And he says, "Well, what happens to my dogs and everything?" And I was like, "Well, they'll be taken care of, man. Don't worry about it."
That's amazing. Was he solid or was he kind of like ghostly?
Well, I've always kind of been able to see ghosts a little bit, you know, here and there, but I don't like see them, like physically see them. I more sort of see them in my mind's eye, if you know what I mean.
And did he just simply walk away and kind of like fade into the light, or what happened to him?
I could tell he was like no longer around me anymore, and I kind of was asking for him, you know, to see if he was still around, and I didn't pick up anything else after that, so he must have crossed over.
See, he took your advice and he went.
Yeah, I hope so, and for his sake.
And he was dressed in the same kind of clothes you saw him in the house?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
That's an incredible story.
Thanks.
That's one of the best. Thanks.
Right on. Phenomenal show, George. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate you being part of the program. East of the Rockies, good morning. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi.
Hey, good morning, George. My name is Peter. I'm calling from Dawson, PA.
Hi, Peter.
Well, the reason I wanted to call is because I'm one of those people who's fortunate enough to be visited by my dad, who's deceased. He's been gone for 3 years now. And in the dreams, I'm, you know, quite capable. You know, I know I'm dreaming, but, you know, he talks to me just like, you know, he used to talk to me when he was alive.
What does he tell you, Dave?
Most of the time he just tells me he's proud of me, that I'm doing a good job. He's proud that I'm taking care of my family, you know, and out here trucking.
That's,
you know,
great.
Doing a good job. Well, about 5 weeks ago, he gave me a warning that, what he told me was that he was going to take care of my little girl while she was in Florida visiting the ex-wife, you know, for the summer.
Okay.
And I said, "Well, Dad," I said, "how are you going to take care of her?" And he says, "Well," he says, "she's going to drown."
Oh, my God.
I was like, "Whoa, what do you mean?" And he just nodded. And then he told me things about my brother. He says, "You know, tell your brother, you know, I'm still looking after him, too." And he told me some things to tell him about the day he got married, that he was there, and, you know, he was actually, my brother was singing a song in the mirror, you know, and I called my brother, he couldn't believe it. He's like, "No, you know, he does not believe in anything like, you know, what's on Coast or anything like that."
Yeah.
Well, it would be last Monday, or this last Monday, he came to me again, and he told me, "You need to call John," which was his lifelong friend, best friend all through school, high school, like an uncle kind of to me. He says, "You need to call John. Something's going on." He says, "And tell him to knock off his crap. Knock it off." I said, "Okay." You know, woke up, thought about it, but, you know, didn't really give it any attention. Tuesday, while I was sleeping, he came to me again. And he cuffed me on the back of the head, being an old Italian man. You
sure.
Know, cuffed me on the back of the head, says, "I told you to call John. I'm not playing around." I said, "Why? What's going on? What's so important?" He says, "Well, he's not doing good. Something's happening. You need to call him." I tried 411 when I woke up that morning, couldn't get his number. And I tried my mom. She was in vacation in New York, so I couldn't get a hold of her. Just yesterday, I got a hold of her. I got the number. I called, spoke to his wife. She informed me that Wednesday morning, he committed suicide.
Oh, my God!
That he was suffering from hepatitis, and the treatments weren't going very well.
Oh.
And, I mean, I kind of blame myself because I had a message, you know, for him to, you know, my dad said, tell him to knock it off and keep suffering, you know, and it just...
Well, don't beat yourself up too much about it, but that is unbelievable. And you've got to tell me about the daughter episode.
She's not back yet. I mean, all I could do really was, you know, I called the ex-wife, I told her about the dream, you know, and just said, you know, you need to really watch her. You know, she'll be back.
Is she doing some swimming out there?
Well, they have a pool, you know, and I mean...
And how old's the daughter?
She's 10.
10 years old, knows how to swim?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, she's good around water, but, you know, I mean...
Well, you never know, so you got to be careful.
Right. And I'm hopeful, and I think everything's going to be okay, but he did let me know, you know, he'd watch her until I got home.
Yeah.
You know, and...
That's
you
a good sign. But the other one with his friend, that's absolutely staggering.
Yeah. So, but I love the show.
And let me ask you this. When you call the wife of the guy, what did you say to her after she said he committed suicide? I mean, did you say, oh, I had this dream, or did you just let it go?
No, I told her about it. I says, my dad's been coming to me the last two nights, you know, telling me to call him. And, you know, she said that she doesn't really think there's anything, you know, that I could have done or said. You know, that he was just in that much pain.
Right.
But, I mean, my dad suffered for a long time with diabetes, and it eventually took his life. So, I mean, you know.
What's so bizarre is they're together now.
Exactly, yeah. You know, but, I mean, my dad wanted him to keep suffering, you know, because, you know, obviously, well, with your last, you know, the show not too long ago, you know, he knows what the suicide was going to do to friends and family. You know, they're not together right now, you know, but they will be.
He's probably whacking his friend in the back of the head in his Italian accent, going, what's the matter, you?
I'm sure he is.
I love it. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.